Star Studios. This is Star News.
And I'm Margarita Laza. People across Boston and surrounding suburbs have been told to stay indoors amid a massive police manhunt for one of the two men suspected of carrying out the Boston Marathon bombings. Joe Carts, Sarnia, 19, remains at large after he escaped a shootout in which another suspect, his brother, died. Details about the brother's lives are beginning to emerge. The most recent message of support from the international community has come from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who strongly condemned this barbaric crime. In a tribute to the victims this Sunday, the London Marathon will hold a 30-second silence, and runners will be given a black ribbon to wear in tribute.
Sir Chris Hoy, the six-time Olympic gold medalist who attended the University of St. Andrews for a short time, has announced his retirement from cycling. Hoy won two medals at London 2012 to become Britain's most decorated Olympian, but he believes that he has managed to get every ounce of energy and effort from his body and so will not be competing at the Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games. Hoy is widely credited with raising the profile of cycling in Britain, having won gold at each of the Olympic Games since 2004.
A powerful earthquake with a 7.8 magnitude hit the regions bordering Iran and Pakistan. The earthquake caused 35 deaths and has left thousands of people homeless and desperate for aid. The Pakistani army has sent several hundred soldiers to Peshawar, the Pakistani Balochistan province, hit hard by the earthquake. Around 700 houses were reported as damaged in Peshawar. Residents have said that most people have removed their belongings but do not know if anyone is buried under the debris.
A survey by the Office of the National Statistics have indicated that there has been a 5% decrease in overseas visitors to Scotland in the year to December 2012. Tourism Minister Fergus Ewing said that the tourism industry has had quite a tough time due to the Olympics and, quote, miserable weather. And the largest decline in visitors has been those from other parts of Europe, with a decline of 7%. Though there has been a significant decrease in visitors, the Scottish government has said there has still been a growth in spending from North American visitors.
One of the largest organized conferences to have ever been held at St. Andrews University is underway. The Coalition for a Conflict-Free St. Andrews has organized a two-day event starting this evening, bringing in experts from around the world. In the last 24 hours, Star has learned that the Coalition has managed to receive further financial support from the School of International Relations. The Coalition has been criticized for overspending, and some students questioned the value of £25 for a ticket. However,